Carry on today. Showers and 20, got about 17 at the minute. On the Coast Zone, 107.7 Triple M. Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Yeah, not a good day for the eclipse, is it? Not a good day.
It's a rubbish day.
Watch it on the news, because there's someone over there getting the best shot of it, and you just don't worry about your pinhole card or your special glasses.
Or your phone.
Waiting for a break in the...
Yeah. Hey, well, this is interesting because we spoke about this, I think it was last year, where that blackened human jawbone was found here on New Minor Beach in 2020, and they didn't know who it belonged to. So we spoke to Adam Shandy, a journo crime writer, got his couple of podcasts out, and he joins us in the studio this morning. Shandy, good morning.
Andy, hello, how are you, mate?
Mate, what is the latest with this human jawbone that was found?
Let me just say, I've done 2 years' work so I can stand here having this conversation. That's what I've been looking forward to.
So good.
Long story short, we had a jawbone on the beach there, which was blackened, and there wasn't enough inquiry about why the jaw was black. And so we were making a podcast, which has come out now, and I was seeking information from people about what events, because the forensic anthropologist thought that the bone was only about 10 years since the death of the individual. So where's the murder? Where's the missing persons? Nothing to compare with.
Right.
So we go along for 3 or 4 episodes, and we get a message from a forensic anthropologist who used to work in Fromelles and Bosnia doing the war graves and so forth and identifying exhuming bodies. And he said, the substance on the bone is going to be peat and you need to be looking much further back. So
as a numpty, like as Paddy asked me earlier, he said, wouldn't it be fire that made it black or something like that?
Adam, I did not say that. He just wanted to call me a numpty. Sorry about that.
Well, that's a great word, isn't it? Yeah. But listen, that can be so, but it's obvious. So a fire burns, unless it really consumes it, you can tell it's fire. This was a weird, and the thing is, bones turn the same colour as the soil. So I was going around trying to find soils that were as dark, and there aren't any here. There aren't any apart from peat. And virtually every inlet you have on the New South Wales coast has peat from ancient times. And around the Etalong netball courts, you probably know that area there, there's a big peat field. And so it's likely that we haven't even got to the name of our young man yet, and the story that led to this. But that was the location. So that was the strongest lead. And suddenly we had a range of events that we could look at in relation to this peat and the jawbone.
So this is what you do as an investigative reporter. This is what you do. This is the lengths you go to.
Exactly, because I've been working with Gosford Police, who are fantastic. Rodney DeBras, who was the detective on this, gave me so much room to move and so much fun to have that I'm always grateful. So they were allowing me to investigate. Yeah.
So who was it and when was
it? We think we're going through final testing at the moment for DNA with living relatives, but there was a young man called Donald Maxwell Montgomery, and he was only 14 years of age when he disappeared. He and his family were on a day cruise from Etalong to Patonga in a little fishing trawler.
No way.
Yep, and they came back, and his father and young Donald were mooring the boat in the Etalong Channel there, and he put the anchor down, Sam, and it caught young Donald's leg and dragged him into the water. And father dives in after to try to save Donald, and he also perishes. Father's body is found. Donald's is not. They spent days dragging the estuary and all this kind of stuff and couldn't find a thing.
How long ago was this?
This is 1940.
Wow.
So for 80-odd years, it's been kicking around. And see, part of the thing was, how did it get to New Minor Beach? And Brett White, who was the former beach manager at the Central Coast Council, said, listen, we've had massive floods come down from the Hawkesbury and push everything. So big rafts of
logs. That's when we spoke to you last time
about this.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So does that that doesn't explain to me why the bone's black. Is you still think it's from peat?
It's from peat because peat is obviously very dark, and the bone is porous, and it takes on the cut, and it took it on perfectly.
So was the body somewhere else where there was peat and it was dislodged by the storms?
I think the body must have gone into this peat field and then been submerged and then possibly been disturbed, pushed by floodwaters, and it's found its way around to the beach. It's been in the... See, the thing is, if the bone had been in the abrasion zone, so-called, in the shallows of the beach, it would be white now, right?
Yeah.
Because it would get crunched up again. But it must have been only a short period in the water, then deposited on the beach. And what happened was, back in the day, the council would push the sand up the beach, and so that's probably what's happened. And Brett reckons he must have run his grader over it. Yeah.
Right. And we're talking with Adam Shang, crime writer, about the human jaw that was found in 2020. And a discovery has been made about. Now, Ad, what are you doing on the Central Coast today? Because this is all part of your podcast and you're on the coast today interviewing people.
Well, I'm just doing some work on eliminating every other possibility because unlike journalism, mostly police work, you actually have to eliminate everything. So there's a couple of other incidents that may or may not. We have to check whether they were. There's another young lad who was taken by a shark at Horsefield Bay and not found as well. So we're looking at that.
How many years ago was that?
That was 1934.
Holy jeez.
There was no DNA testing in 1934. All you've got is the bone and then what, dental records?
And that was the thing because we got the DNA from the teeth of the jawbone and then put it to all the databases. You get nothing. You think, well, what is this? Why is this? You know, and so because there was no database to...
It predated it.
Exactly.
So you've got your podcast inside the New South Wales Police Force.
That's where you can find this one, yeah.
Yep, and also Adam Shand at Large on that podcast. Who do you interview? People like Rob Palmer's family?
Has he got something to tell me?
Hey, Paddy, do you want to come fishing with me down the Everlong Channel? I need you to fix the anchor.
Shandy, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And, mate, when do you think it will all be finally uncovered about the jawbone?
I'm told before Mother's Day. This bone has gone to America, by the way. It's the most travelled Gosford jawbone ever. It's gone to America for testing. It's been to Melbourne, and it's finally coming home shortly, and we'll know before Mother's Day.
Unbelievable. We will get you on the phone, because you'll be back home then, and speak about it then.
Mate, I'll be banging on the door.
Adam Shand, crime writer, thanks for joining us, mate.
Nice one.
Got the news coming up with Shawnee P.